Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast, where we help you live in the flow of blessing. I'm Brooklyn.
And I'm Hunter. And today we're joined by Kevin Gatwood, who is an entrepreneur, a business leader, and a family man, a leader at church. And he's an exceptional man with lots of character and many good qualities. But one thing that I really love about Kevin that I've known throughout our friendship is that he keeps going regardless of what circumstances he's faced with. No matter what comes his way, he never gives up. And so I wanted to have a conversation with him today to talk about what it takes to keep going in spite of all the adversities that you face in life and in business, and encourage all the other entrepreneurs and business leaders out there in the trenches today to just keep going and to finish strong. So thank you so much for joining us today, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Hunter.
Let's just start with your journey. Everyone has a story and their journey. If they are a wannabe entrepreneur or they are an entrepreneur, it all starts with their journey. And so tell us a little bit about your journey from employee to entrepreneur.
Well, you know, my dad has always owned his own company. He owned a body shop for 38 years and has just recently sold it. But 20 years ago, I started with him as an employee.
Joined the family business.
I joined the family business. You know, just like all the other sons, you know, they have family business. I learned that side of the company, and that entrepreneurial feeling just started, you know, coming to the surface. And I wanted to own my own company. So long story short, I learned the body shop business, and then I went out and started selling the material to actually sell two body shops. I did that for a while, and then shortly after that, I guess it was 2 or 3, 4 years, Hurricane Katrina came through, handed off the business to my brother-in-law, and we moved north to Memphis. And
we call it the promised land around here.
Yes.
We love Memphis.
Yes, we do.
So you were making the right direction there. So
moved to South Haven, Memphis, and went to work for a company, and great company in the selling body shop supplies. I got into that and met a lot of great people, but I found myself to where I was making good money, but I was capped out. You know, and
you kind of reached the ceiling of where you are. It's like you were already kind of in a sales role, which a lot of people that have the entrepreneurial drive kind of find themselves there, but you were kind of maxing out. So you're like, there's got to be something more.
Right. And when you know you're maxed out and you're hitting that glass ceiling, you quickly start looking for something else. So that's what I started doing. I started looking for something else. I actually started a cleaning company. Just me and one truck, you know, started going around cleaning apartments and houses and anything I could, you know.
Carpet cleaning, is that, I believe it
was? Carpet cleaning. Yep. Got into doing a little bit of water restoration. I started with me and just an old truck and an old cleaning machine, you know, and I would work all day, come home and sleep for about 4 or 5 hours, work all night, 3 nights a week.
Oh, wow.
You know, and then same routine over and over, week in, week out. You know, that was kind of the it was wearing me down, but, you know, you just got to do what you got to do. You know,
getting started is always the hardest part, but that's what I think separates a lot of people from wannabe entrepreneur to entrepreneur, is because they think, oh, I want to be a boss, I want to be a business owner, I want to be all that, when they don't realize, no, you have to work quite a bit harder than you do right now to kind of get over the hump and get into it.
Right.
And that's what you were willing to do, and you did it very, very well. And I've kind of known some of your history because we've worked together or been acquainted for a while, and so that's great. So you went from dad being kind of the initial entrepreneur, he had the business, you came into it, but you're like, I got to do my own thing. And so you get out there, you start working, you get into sales, you kind of work up from that, you start your own business, you start cleaning, you start doing what it takes to be that entrepreneur. But then kind of where does it go from there?
I actually, I sold that company after about 4.5 years. I sold that company, and I wanted to start another one, so I started another company from scratch. Started a non-emergency transport business. some people that I interviewed before I went and started that company that were already in it, you know, told me, Kevin, you know, you can't start with one van and may be successful in this company. Well, don't tell me what I can't do.
That's a challenge. And you love taking on a challenge. Right.
So what I done, I started with just me and one van, and I started going out picking people up day in, day out. And I hired somebody to put on that van. Long story short, 4 years into that, you know, we've got 18 vans and 20 employees.
Wow.
You know, and I done it, you know, and it's kind of, you just kind of want to, you know, when you make that happen, it's kind of like a guy making a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, you take that old ball, you know, you kind of put it in their face and go, hey, I done it. You know,
exactly. I done it.
But was it easy? No. But was it worth it? Yeah. It was.
Absolutely. Well, and I know some of that journey was, all right, so you built that up, but then, you know, different situations happened and everything, and you've actually decided to transition from that business, and now you're starting into the food industry with a completely different game plan. And so tell us a little bit kind of where that kind of went, and then, like, where you're headed now.
Well, under certain different circumstances, I had to shut that business down.
Mm-hmm. Which is tough as an entrepreneur. You've built this from scratch.
Yes.
And it's like, man, what are all these things coming against me? And why is all this happening? But at the same time, it just sometimes life just happens.
That's it. I'll spare all the details, but long story, I had to shut it down, sell all my vans, and liquidate. And like you said, I'm in the food business now, you know, and I've started my own company within mm-hmm. a company, you know, but I always keep my eye out, you know, and keep my pen and paper handy of ideas and things that I could do, or, you know, I've always wanted to sell to the masses,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if that product pops in my head, you know, of course I've got page after page of different things that, you
the
know,
dreamer pop is in alive. My head,
you know, but, I'm still, you know, looking for that, you know, niche business that really carries me over the top, you know? And,
you know, I think that's so important. And that's what I really love about what you have to say. And I know when we originally talked, you're like, you know, I don't know if I'm qualified to come on a podcast because I don't feel like I've arrived yet. But, you know, the true definition of success is just not quitting. And that's probably one of the number one, there's many things I admire about you and what I've observed over the course of the last couple of years, but you just never quit. You know, you're like, when you're in the sales role, you're going to work it. You're going to put in the extra hours. You're going to max that out. And then when you hit there, you're like, you know what? It's time to start something new. So you pray about it. You talk to your spouse about it. And you're like, it's time to make the leap. And then you buy out the carpet business, you grow that, you end up selling that, starting something new. It's like, there's just, you just don't stop. You just keep going. And then when that, you know, the, you know, economic factors and different things force you to make a transition, you know, most people would have been like, you know what? I just give up. I'm tired of building things and just moving on. I'm just ready to coast for a while. But to see that transition again and say, okay, now I'm going to pivot again and just keep going, that's really to be admired. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, given that 20 years of experience of, you know, getting up every day, making it happen, no matter what happens, overcoming adversity, could you tell us a little bit about your thoughts about what kept you going? You know, when you were building that business, when you were doing it, when no one else said you could do that and grow that business with the transport business, when they said no one can only, you know, do this, you know, sleep 3 or 4 hours a night, work days and nights to get this off the ground. You know, everyone else, including myself, I look at it and I'm like, that's crazy. I wouldn't do that. You know, I guess I don't want it bad enough, but what is the motivation behind what you're doing? Like, how do you keep yourself going?
You know, I've got 3 little girls and a wife, and that's my, one of my main motivations is my family, you know. Also, you know, backing up a little bit, whether you're an employee or whether you're an entrepreneur or business owner, I want to give 110%. I'm going to be the top salesman. I'm going to be if I'm an employee, I'm going to be your number one employee. I'm going to make it to where you want to promote me.
Right.
You know, if I'm an entrepreneur building my own company, I'm going to max everything out to where I'm going to give the best service. I'm going to go the extra mile. And the reason why I've always done that is because, you know, 20 years from now, you know, and even 20 years ago, you know, I don't want to look back and go, you know, I could have cared it a little, I could have gave a little more, I could have pushed a little harder. You know, I can look back and there's very few times that I could go, I should have pushed a little harder.
Yeah.
You know, you always push it over the limit. And that's what I want to do and continue to do that. Continue to give 110%, whether you're building a business or whether you're building a family or, you know, into your church, you want to give 110%.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to get to the end and go, man, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done a little more, you know, so.
You know, and I think about the story in the Bible about the talents, and, you know, some were given 10 and some were given less, and one guy was given one, and the guy that just went and took his one talent and just hid it in the ground, he didn't get a good reward. But the guy that said, you know what, I'm going to take these 10 talents, I'm going to maximize this, I'm going to take advantage of the time that I have in every area of my life, and I'm going to maximize this, he got a good return. But not only did he get a good return, he got a reward, and the talents were taken away from, and the resources were taken away from the person that weren't using them and maximizing them, and gave them to someone who was actually doing something with them. And I like how you cued in there a little bit about, you know, giving your all to your family and to your church. If I could kind of go on a little aside here, you talked about your part of your why, part of what kept you going on those times was your family. It was those three little girls at home and your wife. And you know that if you don't go out and make it happen, they're not going to have a future. They're not going to be provided for. And so having that, you know, in the back of your mind saying, man, I've got to make this happen, is a huge motivator. But then you also touched on the fact of the what if. You don't want to look back and say, well, what if I'd have given a little bit more? Well, what could have happened?
Right.
And I've really seen that in multiple areas of your life. You're actually the young marriage leader, you and your wife, at our church. And I've seen when you guys put on an event for something like that, or you invest in other people, in other couples, different things like that, you're all in. You're 100% there, 110% there, if I can use some of your own words. And that is encouraging to me to say, you know what, no matter what life throws at you, no matter what you're doing, if you focus on what's important, you know, put God and family up there and keep that as that's the reason why I'm doing this, but then also be committed to saying, I'm not going to live with regrets. I'm going to be all in and overcome no matter what. That's powerful. And you're living proof of that. That is absolutely incredible. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about how you balance that with, you know, having a wife, a family, being an entrepreneur. I know you're very intentional. While you may not have a lot of time, you're intentional about spending time with your girls and with family stuff. So tell me a little bit about how that dynamic works.
Well, you got to prioritize, for one thing, and you got to put it in your planner.
Exactly.
So when you're putting it in your planner, hey, God is first, family second, business is third. And there's not a whole lot of in between. So you've got to put it on your planner and you've got to be, you know, exact about it. You've got to give it, you know, 110%, you know, whatever you're doing, but you've got to, when you're putting God first, you've got to put it in your planner. I've got church in my planner.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, band practice, whatever it is, prioritize it. You know, and then in between, you know, you've got to make sure your family's taken care of. You know, you got to give them some attention. You know, I got three girls and a wife, and you have to spread your attention out over all three of them, not just at one time, but you got to have separate, you know,
alone, specific time for them.
And then you got to make that happen.
Well, and making it happen is a lot easier said than done. But I remember a story. It was a while back. I don't know if it was a couple of weeks or a couple of months ago, and you're starting a new business. At the time, you were in the middle of the transition, or you'd started it a while back. And I remember coming in on an early Sunday morning, and I believe I may have been there at 8:30 or 9, or maybe 9. And I was talking to you after service, and I realized that you had to be there for band practice and rehearsal and stuff like that. So you were up there way earlier than even before church service started. You weren't late for that. But then you also told me that you got up at like 3:30 or 4 that morning to go stock some shelves for some food product that you had and take inventory or for an order or something like that. And so I thought it was interesting. So many times, if as entrepreneurs and business owners, like you said, putting God first and making that a priority is sometimes challenging because, you know, obviously you don't want to, you try to avoid, you know, working every Sunday, but you were very intentional about, yes, I need to make this happen, but I'm not going to let it interfere with my church schedule, and I'm not going to let it interfere with, you know, my music practice because you're part of the music team. That spoke volumes to me to say that's the level of priority and commitment you had. Most entrepreneurs would have just rolled over and said, you know what, I can't make, declined and said, I can't make it to church this morning because I've got this, this, and this to do. But you said, no, they're both a priority. It just means I'm going to get a little bit less sleep tonight, but we're doing everything. So I just wanted to commend you for that, most certainly, that is not easy to do. But I also wanted to talk about for the business that you're in. I mean, you get up extremely early. You work in every business that you've been in. You've put in extra hours, and you're very committed and very on time. How do you do it? How do you do it? I'm not as disciplined, but so how do you start implementing that into your life? And I know it didn't happen overnight, but where did that kind of start, and how do you keep doing that?
It's not easy, I can assure you.
I know Starbucks gets a lot on you.
But drink a lot of espresso.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the thing is, is it hard getting up early? Yeah. It's probably one of the toughest things. I'm human too. You know, it's probably one of the toughest things that, you know, that any of us could do. But I want to reach over and hit that, you know, alarm and snooze about 15 more minutes. But that'll put me just 15 minutes more behind.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you look at it like, hey, this is what I've got to do and I can't waste a minute, you just got to pull yourself up by the nap of your neck, mm-hmm. you know, and go, get up. I don't want to get up just like anybody else. I don't. I'd love to roll over, sleep another 2 hours till 6 a.m., you know, and be refreshed. But, if you're getting up at 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock on Sunday morning and going and taking care of that, those stores, you know, and coming back and getting ready is what I've got to do, then there's no question about it. Mm-hmm. It's what's going to happen. You know, and once I get up and hit the floor, get some coffee in my system and get going, you know, I'm like, man, I feel refreshed. I'm glad I got up. I'm ahead of the ball game. When I get to church and it's 9 a.m., you know, and
you've been going for 7 hours.
I've already been going for, you know, 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You actually feel better about yourself. You feel like you've accomplished something. You've already started your day while everybody else was rolling over.
Yes.
You know, you were doing something. And
And that's where I wanted to key in on. Do you think that does it perpetuate itself? So when you actually say yes to the right thing and you do get up on time and you do get ahead, that positive feeling that you're alluding to, does that help keep motivating you to keep going, keep winning?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all the 6 or 8 inches between your ears. It's all in your head. You know,
yes.
You just got to make that decision. I'm getting up. You know, I'm going. And also, I do it 7 days a week. You know, the old saying is you do something for 21 days and it becomes a habit.
Mm.
You know, eventually your body will start waking up at that time. You know, 30 seconds before your alarm clock goes off, you know, you'll wake up.
You know, yes.
And but you know, it's just making yourself, you know, go that extra mile.
Well, and sticking with the plan. I tell you what, creating a plan is absolutely crucial. But you know, creating a plan isn't as good as following through the plan. And so creating a plan is crucial, but following through with it is just as important, because if you create this great plan and you have a vision for your life, oh, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. Oh, I'm going to be a great family man. Oh, I'm going to participate in church. But you always drop the ball. People see that. And it's never a good thing. You don't feel good about yourself. Other people are kind of looking at you like, yeah, maybe you're overcommitted. They can't depend on you. And so it just breeds this negative cycle. But I love what you've talked about is when you get on the positive cycle, it's very rewarding to just continually win. And when you force yourself to do hard things, whether it's overcoming adversity, starting afresh, when you know a business has to transition, whether it's making the leap from entrepreneur, from employee to entrepreneur, whether it's showing up for that school play, or whatever it is, making the time to make it happen and keep the priorities right and saying yes to that, it just keeps that momentum going. But another thing I wanted to talk about, I try to get a pro tip from people a lot of times when we do these interviews. And one thing that I've noticed about you, I've heard you mention it many times, is, what's your goals? You ask me that sometimes. Hey, Hunter, what's your goals? Have you written them down? And so I know there's a story behind that. So tell me a little bit about, how your approach to goals, goal setting, tasks, and how you plan all this out and manage all this.
Well, the old saying is, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. So I have to remind myself daily, why are you doing this and how are you going to do this?
Yeah.
So what I've got in every single year, in every single business, whether I was an employee or whether I was owning my own business, doing whatever, I have goals. And just like this right here, I got my goals for 2019. Just to kind of give you a synopsis, I start with spiritual goals, mm-hmm. and I've got physical goals, financial goals, and business goals, and bullet points under each one, and they change, mm-hmm. they change often. But what you do is you read them every day.
That's key.
I used to write them every day. I wrote for about 4 years. 4.5 years, I wrote my goals over again every single day.
Oh, wow.
And, but now, I'm getting a little older. So I just go back to reading.
don't want to get cramped arthritis in your fingers or anything. But
I read these goals every day, and I've got them in my planner. That way, when I open my planner up, there they are.
Yeah.
They're right here. And that goes back to your why. What is your why? You've got to define. Everybody's is different, mm-hmm. but you got to go, why are you doing this and how are you going to do it? And you got to put it on paper and you got to be intentional about it. You got to be intentional about getting up early. You got to be mm-hmm. intentional about
it. It doesn't just happen, trust me.
Yeah, you got to be intentional about making, those phone calls every day or, going that extra mile for that customer, although mm-hmm. you may not want to. You've got to do it. And putting it on paper is one of the best things that I've found that works for me, and
well, that really challenges me. I'm not going to lie. I can't remember the last time. I wrote goals this year, so you'd be proud of me. I did write them down and had a couple different categories. I typed them out. I printed them out. And I've actually reviewed them a few times. But I don't know if I've ever just sat down and started writing them every day or even just my top three goals. I could see where that would be so powerful, because what it does is it ingrains it in who you are every day. This is my focus. This is my why. And one of the things that you're basically talking about is being on mission, being on purpose, being intentional. And that's one of the themes of the Blessed Business Podcast here is connecting, being on mission and on purpose. We talk about it from the standpoint of connecting everything that you're doing, whether it's in business, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether you're an employee, whatever it is, connecting it back to the kingdom of God and the important things in your life. And I think that's such a good thing, a good example of kind of what you've told us today is such a good example, because you've got, you've got God and your family and work. Those three things are going to happen. But what you've done is to make room for all of those to be intentional and on purpose and on mission is you've allotted time, you've got it down on your planner, you've wrote it down, you're reviewing it, you're keeping it in front of you, and that's how you're able to keep going and keep doing that. And I think how much more intentional, how much more on purpose could we be if we did that every day? I think it's very challenging to us. Well, all right, before we leave today, I wanted to ask you if you have any special quotes or sayings or anything. You've done sales and business and management and all kinds of things with entrepreneurship. What is something that stands out to you that you'd like to pass on to the audience today?
Being in sales, whether you're working for yourself or you're working as an employee, just remember that price is an issue only in the absence of value.
Wow, that's powerful. That is incredible. So really bring the value to the table is key.
That's it.
That is awesome. Well, on that note, thank you so much for your time today. And I will definitely try to have you back and kind of catch up on your entrepreneurial journey as we get a little bit further along.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin has set such a great example of how to handle relationships with family, your job, your business, and your investment in the kingdom. You know, one thing that really stood out to me while he was talking is how he mentioned the things in your life have to be prioritized. So whether it's your investment in the kingdom, it's your business, your family, you have to prioritize them. And I think that's so important because when we are committed to something in life, it's easy to become obsessive about it. So if we're really focusing on building relationships with our family, or we're really focused on building this business and reaching the next milestone, it's super easy to become obsessive about it and invest all of our time in it and get out of balance. But I think what he was saying is so true, because if we would prioritize and put on our schedule our specific time that we're going to spend with God and that we're going to invest in the kingdom, and specific time we're going to spend with our family, and specific time we're going to focus on the different aspects of our business, I think that's a way that we could begin to somewhat find a balance in our life and really get fulfillment in every area of our lives.
Well, we're whole people. We have many different aspects to our life. And sometimes we, like you said, get consumed with one particular aspect of it, whether it's business or family or situations going on or different things like that. But we have to prioritize the rest of the aspects of our life. And I know for me, that's been challenging is, you know, when you're in the middle of doing a business deal or doing, you know, something that you love and are passionate about, you have to be intentional about not forgetting the other areas of your life and be sure to prioritize those, put those on the calendar. I love what he said about writing goals, about you have to put it on paper. And I think that applies to prioritizing things too, having that planner, having that calendar that you put it down. And I know that that's a struggle in my life a lot of times, is sticking with something like that. But that's why we're having these conversations, is because if we don't work on it, it's never going to get better. And so we have to go through life being intentional, not being just haphazard. And I know so many times as entrepreneurs or business leaders or just people in general, we just get busy with life. And if we don't take time to prioritize, the important things really don't happen and they fall through the cracks.
So as we're trying to prioritize the different areas of our lives, what are some realistic ways to schedule these things into our lives? I don't think necessarily that it's possible to schedule, oh, we're going to have a family night every single night because, you know, Wednesday night you may have church. And I don't know that it's possible to say, I'm going to focus on my business 10 hours every day or 12 hours every day, because you're going to have different things come up in your schedule. So what are some realistic ways to actually schedule these things to make them priority?
Well, that's important to have a plan. Now, following the plan gets difficult when life starts happening, like you were saying. So you can't schedule every second of every day and plan for it to always happen that way, because life's going to happen. But I think that that's why so many people get stuck in a rut of just, well, there's no need in creating a plan and having a calendar or anything like that, because it's going to get messed up anyway. But it's important to prioritize it. So I think some practical ways that I know in our own life, because I do struggle with this, I know that one thing that we've done is we've started creating a shared family calendar where we put different things on the calendar of, hey, this day we're going to do this, or this time to this time we're going to do this. And one thing that I think is important is we schedule a strategy meeting, and we go out to eat, and we do it, you know, earlier in the morning. And I think that for me, since we've been doing that, it's really been helpful to have that set aside time. What also is helping that to come to pass is accountability. So I think when you prioritize something and you have it on a calendar, is to have accountability with others in your life and to be able to say, you know what, if something else comes up, I'm going to say no. And I'm not saying this as the expert, because I still struggle in this area, but I was challenged by what Kevin was talking about today. Is sometimes, you know, it's easy to hit that snooze button. It's easy to let other factors to start controlling your life. But I was challenged that, you know what, it's time to step up to the plate and just do it no matter what.
So I'm going to challenge all of our listeners this week. Find a way to start prioritizing the different areas of your life. Even if that means going out and buying a paper planner and doing the simple act of writing out appointments and writing out quality time with your family, writing out different times you're going to specifically invest in your business, different ways you're going to invest in the kingdom over the next week. Or maybe you work better with a digital calendar. Whichever way works best for you, start finding ways to get those times on the calendar and prioritize them and make them happen. Well, I think that wraps it up for this week. Don't forget, you can find us at our website, theblessedbusiness.com, as well as Facebook and Instagram at The Blessed Business. Give us a follow, share us with your friends, and we'll be back with you next time.